In January 2017, a drive-thru liquor store at 945 Parsons Avenue closed, leaving a dingy and deserted property.
You been here before?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You know the routine. All right. You get your basket.
Today, it's the new home for the All People's Fresh Market, a project of the nearby faith-based group Community Development for All People, or CD4AP. Executive Director Reverend John Edgar says it evolved out of the group's partnership with Mid-Ohio Food Bank.
What we were interested in doing was finding ways to supplement the diet of low-income people, make it easier for them to have fresh fruits and vegetables, because quite frankly, it's pretty expensive. And so with the help of a variety of folks, we now have control of this property. So we have twice as much space as we had before, but even more important, we have this whole wall of coolers that before were used for beer and wine, but now we can refrigerate food and keep it for longer periods of time. So our store is now open 5 days a week, and the idea is that people will come and shop and take smaller quantities of produce so it doesn't get stuck in the back of the refrigerator and go bad, but can come back multiple times in a week.
Reverend Edgar says he hopes low-income residents shop at the market where fruit and vegetables are free and then use their food stamps or SNAP benefits at a grocery store. It's all about encouraging people to eat healthier. It's why the group holds cooking classes for residents. There are walking clubs, running groups, and community bike rides, all to reinforce the idea that everybody is a practitioner of health and wellness for themselves and their family. Along with the fresh fruits and vegetables inside the market, there's an ongoing rotation of organizations promoting healthy living. On this day, Local Matters set up a smoothie bar. Near that table, there's a diabetes screening.
No, I'm trying to put the Lancet. Okay, let's put the finger down there. Yeah, nice surface.
Do you know where Life Care Alliance
yes.
is? I think they may be able to help you out.
Okay.
Now it's reading 80, so that's good.
That's great with two bananas and two yesterday.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
I was only eating fruit about three times a month.
And a constant every day will be representatives from Molina Healthcare of Ohio. President Amy Cole says it's all about linking residents to their healthcare needs.
Really more navigation of the health system and helping them get connected to all the different resources. And some of those resources are, to help address social determinants, such as housing would be a great example. And then, of course, transportation being another, because they're getting the food, clothing here within the Community Development for All People campus. And we can educate them on how to get some of those access to those other resources as well.
Reverend Edgar sees this fresh market as a model to be replicated.
It is part of the vision of Matt Habesh, who's the head of Mid-Ohio Food Bank. And so we are anticipating that as this flourishes, there'll be similar opportunities and establishments throughout the area. Some people were talking earlier today about doing something like this up in Linden. So I think it's for people from their own neighborhood to say, hey, this is what we want. We want to get rid of some of the liquor establishments, and we'd rather promote healthy eating and living.
For now, only those who meet eligibility guidelines can use the All People's Fresh Market. By the summer, Reverend Edgar says fresh food will be available to purchase for those without any income restrictions as a way to support the Community Development for All People's mission. It's currently raising funds to expand the group's impact on the South Side. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.